Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I had a charge at my bank account two different times. I've got two different callback numbers. You are one of them, and I guess you're a pet store.
No, ma'am.
And then there's another one for a men's warehouse. And I was charged $54.95 two different times on my checking account, and I didn't order anything. On March the 12th and February the 7th for $54.95 each time. Now, the one I'm calling you for was $54.95, and then I have another 1-855-475 number for fit that I was going to call after you, but I was wondering if it was the same company.
Okay. Can I start out by getting your zip code to see if I can pull a account up for you?
Okay, 71270.
What is your first and last name?
Kelly, K-E-L-L-I, Stevenson with a P-H. The only thing I ordered one time was for $9.95, and I got an invoice for it. It was for Lowe's was doing a survey, and I did the survey, and they said I could choose a thing for $9.95. I paid for that $9.95, got the invoice, got the item. And then this first company for first number charged my account. It was the same thing. It said innovative something, and it was for $54.95 about a week and a half after that charge. I just didn't notice it. And then this week I looked, and there was another $54.95 from the number I'm calling you at.
Yes, ma'am. And for security purposes, can you verify your address, please?
1406 East Mississippi, Ruston, Louisiana.
Thank you for the information. I do see you got the heart rate item, and you paid the shipping and handling charge of $9.95. So that amount you are calling about, the $54.95, that was debited on March the 7th.
For what? When I did the survey, the survey said that you can choose one prize for $9.95. It was for $9.95, and there was a number of things. None of those items would be worth, some of them were not worth $55. It was charged $9.95. There was nothing about shipping and handling. I got that item. I got the invoice for it, for the item that said $9.95. I've got that. A week later, this charge, or a week or so later, the $54.95, there was nothing on there that I was going to get a prize for doing a survey for Lowe's that it was $54.95, nowhere on there. I would not have bought that or got it. They said it was a prize, and you paid $9.95 for it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, that item was actually a welcoming gift for joining our Factory Direct Savings Store.
I didn't join anything.
There was a membership that item came with.
I did a survey. That's all it said, survey, and I read it. It was a survey for Lowe's. I checked off. I did the Lowe's because I had an account there. And then they said for doing the survey, you can choose one of these 6 to 10 items. I chose that one item. They said it was $9.95 for the shipping and handling, but you get to choose one of these for free plus shipping and handling. So I chose that one. I said, well, I'll pay $9.95 shipping and handling for that. So that was it. There was nothing in there about a charge for an item, and I did not join anything. I did a survey. So I want my money back. And if it's the same company for this 1-855-475-4149 that says something about men's clothing, the bank said this morning, number that I'm calling you is something about pets and pet goods. I said, well, I don't have a pet. The other ones was about men's warehouse or something for men's clothing or men's something. That's what showed up on the debit card thing at the bank. The one I'm calling you showed up for pets. So I did not order anything. I did not join anything. I haven't even opened that little thing. It's somewhere at my house. I will send it back. But it was said for a free prize to do a survey. I did the survey, but you have to pay shipping and handling. It was $9.95. I got the invoice for that. I got the item. And I did not join anything, and I've now been charged $110 to my account. And I have the banks that said they will dispute it, and I want my money back. I have not joined anything. I have not gotten anything but that little blood pressure thing.
Okay, ma'am. Well, the item came with its own membership.
Well, it didn't. I'm sorry. I'm not paying any membership. I will call a lawyer. You tell your boss I will call a lawyer. I didn't join anything. I did a survey for Lowe's. So your business is a con because I had an email from Lowe's. I have an account with Lowe's. Clicked on it. They say, do a survey. I did the survey. Get a free prize, but you have to pay shipping and handling. That's all it said. I didn't join anything. So I will call a lawyer, but I want my money back in my account. You cancel my whatever you think that I've joined because I haven't joined squat. And I know it's not you, ma'am. I know it's not. But I'm not the only call you're getting. I promise you. Because I just didn't even notice. Yeah, I mean, that your company doesn't think you're going to notice $110 out of my account. I'm a school teacher.
Yes,
did
ma'am.
Not join anything. I did a survey for Lowe's. And I'm going to call Lowe's that their name is being used in this.
Yes, ma'am.
I want my money back, $54.95 times two, cancel my thing, and I will find that little item and I will send it back to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Pardon?
So as far as that amount of the 54 charge that was taken out from March the 10th, ma'am, what I can do for you is I can give you a 35% refund on that amount.
No, I want the whole thing. Because I'm going to send you your little item back. And I want the whole thing, or I'm calling a lawyer. And I've got friends that are lawyers. And the bank said they would dispute it for me. So I want $54.95 from March the 10th, and then the $54.95 from February the 7th, because I didn't buy anything from y'all.
Okay,
and the company's not going to rip me off. Maybe some people other will let it go. I don't have the money to let it go. So I'm not going to do it. I will be hounding you guys. The bank will be hounding your company until I get my money back. And I will go home today and find that little item. I hadn't even opened it out of the box. Got the invoice that said $9.95. Nothing else about anything else that I've joined. What have I joined? What did I get out of joining whatever y'all say? Because I sure haven't gotten anything in the mail about joining anything.
Ma'am, it was a membership, and we do send $125 gift card where you can use at our online web store. And we
I didn't join anything like that. I don't do that. I don't join stuff like that. I have never joined anything like that. I did a survey, and that is all I did. And it was asking about Lowe's. That's why I thought it was Lowe's, because I have an account with Lowe's.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so ma'am.
I bought a washer and dryer from them. So I've got them paid off for that, and I mean, I thought it was a survey for that. Didn't say anything about me joining anything. Nothing about. So I want my money back, please, both of them. February the 7th.
Okay.
And I'll send a little item back to you.
Okay, ma'am. So you
stated still in the box. I haven't opened it.
So you stated that you spoke with your bank, ma'am. Did you dispute this charge?
I haven't yet. They said if I don't get the money back from y'all, to call them back and they would dispute it for me.
Okay.
Those charges.
So for a one-time courtesy, what I can do for you today, ma'am, is I can give you a 50% refund on that amount.
No,
because
I'm not
did
taking,
tell you it was going to be billed 48
me.
Hours
unless
after placing that order.
Unless they give me a 100% refund on both, the bank will dispute it. I am calling Lowe's and I will call a lawyer.
Okay,
period.
So, ma'am.
Because I haven't joined anything. This is a ripoff. I'm not going to be ripped off. I wouldn't be ripped off with somebody on the street. I'm sure not going to be ripped off from a company. I don't even know what you are. Because all I saw was Lowe's. So I'm sorry, I'm not taking 50. I'm not taking 80. 100% refund. And I will send your item back.
Okay, ma'am. Well,
and I'll
item
pay for the shipping for it. I'll pay for the shipping myself.
The item is yours.
Send your item. I don't want it, ma'am. I really don't want it.
Okay, ma'am, I gave you a refund of 50. Ma'am, I'm just making sure I don't cut you off, ma'am. I'm trying to speak.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I'm sorry.
I gave you the refund of $54.95 for that charge on March the 10th, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm not able to do anything. No, ma'am, I'm not able to do anything with that charge. That charge is too far back, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I'll call the number that went with it, and I'll talk to someone else to get that one back, because I'm sending the item back, so I want my money back. But I appreciate that. I know it's not you. But at the bank, this is what it says. At the bank, when the lady pulled it up, for the number I'm calling you for, it said Pet Star and Warehouse and Pet Supplies. The one for the other one said Men's Accessory and Clothing. That's what it said on my account.
Yes, ma'am.
And I got a blood pressure little counter thing and did a survey for Lowe's. And that's how I got that. So it's wrong, and I understand this is your job. I do. I get it. But I'm sorry. I'm not one that can let that go. I don't have the money to do that. I mean, I just put $65 in my gas tank. And this was $54 and not getting anything for it. I'm sorry. But I will send the item back, and I'll pay for shipping. But I'll call the other number about the other one. I don't know if it did probably come to you guys. It's probably the same company. It's a 1-855-475-4149. It's a different 1-800 number.
Okay, so ma'am, I did give you that refund back of that last month charge of this. I'm sorry, the charge for March the 10th. But as far as that amount for February, ma'am, I will have to transfer you to a supervisor for that charge. I'm not able to do anything with that charge, ma'am.
Okay, well, you can do that then.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. And hold on the line, and thank you for calling customer support. Do not hang up, okay?
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, good. Kelly Stevenson. Kelly Stevenson. I was on the phone out there. I'm still kind of on hold. Yeah, I'm sorry, and I was in the middle of a call. Can I get tartar sauce for her, please? Okay.
And they did put extra
tartar
sauce in your phone.
I checked. Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, ma'am. Just hold for me, and I'm going to get someone to pick up for a supervisor, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.